Today's shiur is Masechta Menachos Daf Mem, and we will begin on Daf Mem Amud Aleph at the top of the Amud Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan, Satin B'tzitzis. Here we have a linen beged. Is there an obligation to put on tzitzis or not? B'shamay says that it's part. For although, as we have been learning, that the Torah says, by silver shatnas, semu pishtim yachtov, the Torah teaches us that one may not wear shatnas. But afterwards, the Torah has the pasuk, gedilin, kaslok, abris, kornfais, suscha. And as the Gemara says, from that we know, smuchin, the fact that the Torah puts these two rules together, we learn that tzitzis, you're allowed to have shatnas and tzitzis. And therefore, the halacha is that a linen beged, may have shatness, because as we have been learning, the tchelis is always wool. Teaches us the Gemara that a shamay poitrim. And there's a very big machlokes with Rishonim how to understand the opinion of a shamay. Rashi explains that a shamay is of the opinion that we don't learn the smuchim. We don't apply here the concept of essay doichalosafei, and that the essay amitzis tzitzis is doicha the loisa say of Shabbos. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos learns that Beis Shammai does agree that essay doicha loisa say, and that by right tzitzis should be doicha shatness. The reason, however, says Tosfos, Beis Shammai held that over here we don't say so, is because it's based on the Gzeirah, especially Gzeirah the Rabbanon, that we're going to learn in today's shiur. Another approach that the Rishonim suggest is that Beis Shammai explains the pasuk Gedilin Tasloch Al Abra Kafes Suscha to teach us that a beged that's made out of linen, the Torah specifically exempts from having to have tzitzis on such a beged. And actually, as we continue to analyze the opinion of Beis Shammai, we need to understand what will Beis Shammai say if we have a linen beged, and clearly the Gemara says that according to Beis Shammai, one does not put on the wool tchelis strings on such a beged. Will we put on the white strings, the pishtim? Rashi says, absolutely. Rashi says that we may not be able to put on the tchelis threads because we have an issue of shatness, but the linen to make linen threads and put it on this beged, Beis Shammai will say is absolutely required. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says that it's awesome. That Beis Shammai will say that such a beged should not have tzitzis at all. And as the Mefarshim explained, this machloikus of Rashi and Tosfos is actually connected to the machloikus of Rashi and Tosfos that we just quoted a moment ago. To explain, according to Rashi, Beis Shammai holds that there is no heter, there is no dispensation for shatness by tzitzis. And therefore, wherever there's a question of shatness, one may not put on tzitzis in such a fashion. Where there is no concern for shatness, the white threads, the shamisa will be absolutely required. However, Tosfos' opinion is that it's a gzeira. The Beis Shammai agrees that midoraisa there's an obligation to wear such tzitzis. It's just a special gzeira drabotin, which we will analyze in Mitzvah Shem today's shir. And therefore, says Tosfos, that the gzeira wasn't just limited, that one may not put on the wool tzitzis, the tchelis, but rather, Beis Shammai's opinion will be that the Sadin is entirely potter from the tzitzis, from the chutei lavin as well. The Ramban makes a very interesting point. He says that even though we began the perek, that it is the opinion of the Rabbanim, and they hold that tchelis enem akavis a lavin, lavin enem akavis a tchelis, says the Ramban, the way did the Rabbanim say such a rule? They say the rule in a beged where you could wear tchelis, where you could put on tchelis, and you could put on lavan, teaches us the Rabbanan at the beginning of our parak that if you have one without the other, you could put it on. But in a place where, like we're explaining, the Beis Shammai holds that you may not put on the Tcheles, there suggests the Ramban that even the Rabbanim will agree that if you can't put on Tcheles, you don't put on Lovin at all. Another interesting approach in understanding Beis Shammai is that there are opinions that explain that Beis Shammai's opinion is that to be Yotze Mitzvah Tzitzis, you have to put on wool threads. And only wool threads are kosher for putting off a tzitzis. So if Beis Shammai, in our Gemara, is teaching us that you can't put on wool threads because Beis Shammai doesn't allow for shatness by tzitzis, and Beis Shammai's opinion is going to be that tzitzis always has to be wool threads, so certainly, according to our opinion, Beis Shammai will never allow the putting on of tzitzis on a linen bedding. Continues the Gemara. Beis Hillel Mechayvim. Beis Hillel obviously do learn the Smuchim, and since Beis Hillel learn the Smuchim, that's why they hold that tzitzis overrides the Isser of Shatness. The question that many Mefarshim ask, that Beis Hillel learns the Smuchim, as we identified at the beginning of the Shir. And the Rishonim point out that even though there are machlokesim throughout Shas, when we do learn Smuchim, when we do not learn Smuchim, it seems that this Smuchim that we're discussing in today's Shir fits all the requirements of Smuchim. On one hand, it's a Mishnah Torah, and the Gemara says that in Mishnah Torah and Seder Dvarim, everybody learns Smuchim. It's Mufna, the Pasuk is superfluous, because we already learned the halacha of tzitzis. Why must the Torah repeat the din of gedilim tasloch? It's superfluous to teach us this rule. It's muchach, because there is no natural connection between the din of tzitzis and the din of shatness. The fact that the Torah put them together must be here for a reason. So how could Beis Shammai not learn smuchim? So certainly, if we follow the approach of the Rishonim, Tosfos, that says that even Beis Shammai agrees, the midoraisa, indeed there is a chiyuv of tzitzis even by shatness. It's only gzeirah drabonim. This question is not a question. Or if we follow the other approach that we quoted, that there's a special dispensation according to Beis Shammai that tzitzis don't have to have tcheles, that sadin, a beged made out of linen, doesn't have tzitzis. Again, even though there is a rule of Eseh Deichalaisa say, it doesn't apply by Sadin. But according to Rashi, the Rashi says that the machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is, do we apply over here the concept of Eseh Deichalaisa say, or do we not apply that concept? So why do Beis Shammai not apply that concept over here? So Mefarshim explained, as we're going to learn later in our Shir, that even if we apply the concept of Eseh Deichalaisa say, we don't do so under normal circumstances. And here, since one could wear a beged made out of wool, and if we make a beged made out of wool, then he could wear tzitzis even according to Beis Shammai, so there is no reason to apply the concept of Eseh Deichalaisa say. Furthermore, Rashi already asked, why does Beis Shammai use the word poitrin? The right word should be oisrin. That Beis Shammai hold that it's osur to have tzitzis that are shatness. So again, if we follow the approach of Tosfos in learning this Gemara, that Tosfos says that Beis Shammai agrees that midoraisa, such a beged is mechuyev in tzitzis. They just said that because of the gzeira d'rabbanon, one should not wear tzitzis on such a beged. So the word poitrin is very appropriate. That even though one ought to wear tzitzis, tells us Beis Shammai poitrin, he's potter. But according to Rashi, that is according to the way we've been explained, the Rashi holds, the Beis Shammai holds, we don't say Eseh Deichalaisa say in such a circumstance. So if so, we should have said Beshamai Eisrim. So Rashi says a very nice teretz. Rosh, before we go further, the Rosh says a very simple teretz. Because Beis Hillel uses the word Beis Hillel Mechayvin, actually Beis Shammai did say Eisrim, says the Rosh. But the Gemara is now quoting the opinion of Beis Hillel, and the opinion of Beis Hillel is Mechayvin, so the opposite of Chayiv is Potter. And that's why the Gemara uses the words Potter, even though the better word to have been used is Eisrim. The Rashi says a different teretz. We're going to discuss in our Shiurim the obligation to put on tzitzis on a beged. Is it a chayvus beged? That means as soon as you have a beged with four corners, one should put on tzitzis. Or is it a chayvus gavra? When you put on a garment that has on it four corners, you are obligated to put on it. You are obligated to put on it tzitzis on it. If we'll hold, it's a chayvus beged. That means, as soon as you have such a beged, you have to put on tzitzis. Now, the Isser Shatnas, everyone agrees, is only applicable when you wear a beged at Shatnas. So now, the Gemara's wording is very understandable. Beshamai Poitrin. That means you have this beged. The beged is a linen beged with four corners. Putting on tzitzis on such a beged, it's not a violation of the Issur Shatnas. You're not wearing the beged. There is no violation of the Issur Shatnas. So maybe you should put on the beged, just not wear it. Teaches us, Beshamai Poitrin, that since you're not going to be allowed to wear this beged, that's why Poitrin don't put on the tzitzis on such a beged. Furthermore, the Rishonim, Rashi and other Rishonim ask, why is Beshamai, if the Pshat in Beshamai is that Beis Shammai does not subscribe over here to the concept of Esei Doicha Laisasei, and according to Beis Shammai, tzitzis may not be worn if they're Shatnas, why does the Gemara specify Sadin, speaking about a linen beged? The same rule would apply by a wool beged, that by a wool beged, Beis Shammai will hold that you're now put on linen threads. So why is the Gemara focused on a linen beged? So again, if we follow the approach that we quoted Tosfos, that Beis Shammai is a special gzeira, that special gzeira was said by linen begadim, not by wool begadim. Or if we follow the other approach that we quoted at the beginning of our shiur, that according to Beis Shammai, there's a special limud exempting linen begadim from tzitzis, we could understand very well why the Gemara is speaking specifically about sadim. But according to Rashi, that it's because of Esei Doicha Laisasei, so why does the Gemara specifically speak about and Beis Shammai not subscribing to Esei Doicha Laisasei? So why is the Gemara speaking specifically about a linen beged? The same question should come up by a wool beged, that you shouldn't put on linen threads. So Rashi says, actually, that is the rule. That Beis Shammai would say his same rule by a wool beged, one may not make tzitzis out of linen threads. But by a wool beged, there will be a way, even according to Beis Shammai, for one to perform the mitzvah perfectly. How? Taking wool threads, the tchelis wool, the white will be wool, and putting them on the tzitzis. When one puts on the tzitzis in such a way, there's no question they fulfill the mitzvah. But according to Beis Shammai, there's never a way that you could properly fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis on a linen beged. Because the proper way of performing the mitzvah is by putting on wool tchelis threads. And as we're learning, Beis Shammai says you cannot put on wool tchelis threads. So since by the sadin, there's never going to be a way how to be mekayem the mitzvah. But by the wool beged, Beis Shammai will have a way how to fulfill the mitzvah. That's the Gemara, why the Gemara chose to speak about the wool, the linen beged versus the linen beged. The linen beged versus the wool beged. And says the Gemara, V'alocha k'divrei Beis Hillel. The halacha follows the opinion of Beis Hillel. Ask the Gemara, Amar Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Tzadok, If somebody would wear tchelis on a linen beggar in Yerushalayim, they would say that he's acting improperly. So the way most Rishonim explain the Gemara, Rashi's first pshat, is that the Gemara's question is on Rebbe Elazar. Here we just said that the halacha is beit beis hillel, that one may wear shatnas tzitzis. And yet we see that Rebbe Elazar says that anybody who did so in Yerushalayim was questioned, how is he doing so? If the halacha is like beis hillel, what did that person do wrong? But there's another way of explaining that the Rishonim suggest, that the Gemara's question is going according to Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, Al-Pidin, the halacha says that one may not wear tzitzis that are shatnas. Yet there, what did they say if somebody wore tzitzis that are shatnas? That he's a matmian, that he's not acting appropriately, that he's not following all the strictness of the law. It's not just a matmian, he's violating the basic halacha. And therefore, the Gemara's question is, how can we explain Beis Shammai's opinion according to the behavior of what people said in Yerushalayim? Amar Rebbe, Rim Kain, we're going to learn with the first pshat, if the halacha is like Beis Hillel, that shatness is permitted by tzitzis, lama asura, why may they not wear the tzitzis that way? Answers the Gemara, because they're not knowledgeable that shatness is mutter bet tzitzis, and if people will see that you're allowed to wear tzitzis that shatness, they'll come to make the error to believe that shatness is always mutter, and because of that, they said that even if we follow the opinion of Beis Hillel, one should not wear tzitzis that are shatness. Ask the Gemara, if that is the entire concern, so 10 people should wear tzitzis that are shatness, and everybody will know that shatness is not a problem by tzitzis. So the Chronim obviously try to understand this Gemara. Because 10 people will do it, that will make people know that shatness is not a problem by tzitzis. Perhaps on the contrary, if 10 people will do it, it'll become so public and people will assume that there is no issur shatness altogether. So how do we understand this Gemara? So I saw that the Achronim explained the Gemara as follows. What is the concern? Everybody knows that there's a din of shatness. The concern is that people who are not knowledgeable may come to make the mistake, yes, there's a din of shatness, but the din of shatness is only a chumrah. It's not something that everybody is obligated to follow. And what will be their proof? The proof will be that people wear tzitzis that are shatness. If shatness was such a serious prohibition, how are they wearing tzitzis which are shatness? To which the Gemara suggests that take 10 people that are people that normally are very stringent in every area of a halacha, and even if a rule is only a chumrah, they would follow a chumrah. The 10 people that the Gemara is speaking about are 10 very pious people that certainly would follow every chumrah. And they would follow the chumrah of shatness, even if it's only a chumrah. And yet we see these 10 very righteous people wearing tzitzis that are shatness. It must be that it's not just a chumrah. It must be that this will be, as people will come to recognize, that shatness is taka asur, and this rule is because tzitzis and shatness are a special dispensation. Says the Gemara, yes, that may be the way people think, but there's always the possibility that people will think the other way. Koshke the matmirle, people may come to the other extreme and assume that if these 10 people are wearing tzitzis that are shatness, it must be that there's no problem with shatness altogether, and they'll come to wear shatness even in other areas. And other times, where certainly it's a very serious prohibition. That's why this wouldn't work. Ask the Gemara, why not the Lidrash Vaparka? Why not ask the Rabbanim, when they say their drushes, they should publicly announce that shatness is of course asur, but tzitzis is an exception to the rule. Answers the Gemara, Zerim Shem Kala Ilam. There is a wool which is very similar in color. There's a dye which is very similar in color to Tchelis. And that is Kala Ilam. The Kala Ilam is not Tchelis. So what the Gemara means to say is as follows. If absolutely to put on a thread of Tchelis wool on a beged is mutter, if to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. But let's say that thread is not dyed with chalas, but rather it's dyed with kala ilan. For kala ilan, there is no heter to wear shafness. And since these two colors are very similar, there's a concern that somebody's going to wear tzitzis with kala ilan, wool kala ilan threads on a linen beged, where there is certainly no heter to do so. And in order to avoid this problem, Chazal said, don't wear tzitzis that are shamus. Zera, Mishum Kalila. And as the Rishonim explained, the Rashi explains, we go back to the beginning of the piece of Gemara, where the Gemara said, Lefish Eina Bikiyin. And the way to understand now Lefish Eina Bikiyin is that because people cannot easily identify the difference between Tchelis and Kali Ilon, we need to be concerned that the tzitzis will be dyed with Kali Ilon, and they'll come to make this error. Says the Gemara, fine, the tzitzis were not dyed with tchelis. The wool were dyed with kali ilan. But even if they were dyed with kali ilan, the tzitzis are kosher, because there is no absolute requirement that all the tzitzis threads, or the tzitzis threads that are not tchelis, should have to be white. Answer the Gemara, we're not discussing the kashrus of tzitzis, that the threads are colored different color than white. But kiven the efshe b'mina loy, since we don't have to have shatnes, semer tchelis, as we've been learning, can only be with wool. Other threads don't have to be wool. So teaches us Resh Lakish to Resh Lakish, Dom Resh Lakish, Kam Lakim Shatam Moitzei, Essay v'Lois Essay. Wherever we have an essay and Lois Essay, and now the question is, what should we do? Should we fulfill the mitzvah say and violate the mitzvah lois say, or vice versa? The halach is as follows. If you could fulfill the essay and not violate the lois say mutav, that's best. If not, you have an essay v'yit lois say. So what Rish Lakish is saying is as follows. There is no way to wear tchelis on a linen beged without violating the Issa Shatnes. And since there's no possible way of doing it, Essay Doi Chalais Essay. But if this thread is not colored with Tchelis, it's colored with Kala Ilan, and Kala Ilan doesn't have to be on wool, Kala Ilan can even be on linen, so why would I want to rely on Essay Doi Chalais Essay if I do not have to? That's how Rish Lakish explains. And the Mefarshim go in to have a very serious issue here in trying to understand the entire rule of Essay Doi Chalais Essay. Why indeed is Essay Doi Chalais Essay? If anything, an argument could be made that Essay should not be Doi Chalais Essay, because as we all know, the punishment for violating a Lois Essay is a lot more serious than the punishment for violating an Essay. So why is the rule that Essay Doi Chalais Essay? So it's a very fundamental machlokes Rishonim. Machlokes between the Ramban and the Marik. The Ramban explains as follows. He says that we know that there are two parts, there are two categories in Avodas Hashem. There's a Havas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. Fear and love. Says the Ramban. Mitzvos Essay represent a Havas Hashem. Mitzvos Lois Essay represent Yiras Hashem. And therefore, says the Ramban, if we have no option, a Havas Hashem supersedes Yiras Hashem. So according to Ramban, our Gemara is very understandable. Mitzvos Lois Essay are very serious. And of course one has to try to avoid violating Mitzvos Essay. Only when there's no option does a Havas Hashem come first. when we have options, then of course we don't say that. However, the Marik has a whole different way of understanding Esed Dachalos Hasayim. The Marik explains that the Torah, by teaching us the rule of Esed Dachalos Hasayim, says that if you need to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Hasayim, and to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Hasayim, you'll have to violate a Lois Hasayim, that in those circumstances, the Lois Hasayim wasn't stated altogether. So ask the Beis Ephraim, if that's pshat, that in a place where there's a mitzvah say, the mitzvah Lois Hasayim wasn't said altogether. So what's pshat and Reish Lakish? The Reish Lakish is teaching us that only if you have a way out, if you have no way out, do we say Esed Dachalos Hasayim. Otherwise, we won't. Why don't we say that there is no Lois Hasayim of shatness in such a circumstance? So the Beis Ephraim answers that even the Marik will agree that we try to avoid saying that the Lois Hasayim is negated only in an absolutely necessary situation. And therefore teaches us Reish Lakish under these circumstances where we have an option there, the Lois Hasayim remains. Actually, this machlokes, how we're interpreting this machlokes, could actually be connected to another interesting machlokes Rishonim. The Rishonim debate, what will be the halacha if somebody doesn't have any other tzitzis besides tzitzis that will be shatness? Will that fall into the category that base of Reish Lakish? The Reish Lakish says that since you could be Mekayim the Mitzvah, even though you personally can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah, but someone else could be Mekayim the Mitzvah, so therefore you shouldn't do the Mitzvah when it causes you to violate this or shatness. Or if you have no other way of being Mekayim the Mitzvah, that means a person, the only beggar he has is a linen beggar, and the only tzitzis that he has are wool tzitzis, that person, since he has no other option, the Rishonim suggest that he would be able to be Mekayim mitzvah tzitzis. The Rashba holds, and so is the opinion of Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that if a person has no other tzitzis, then he could put on wool tzitzis on a linen baguette. The Beis Yosef disagrees. And perhaps the machloikis of the Rashba and Beis Yosef is based on how we learn Esed Dachalos Hasayim. If we learn Esed Dachalos Hasayim, like the Ramban, that a Havas Hashem supersedes Yiras Hashem, so here, where there are no other options, the Ramban, the Rashba, will tell us this person could wear tzitzis that are shatness. But if we're going to learn like the Marik, as the base of Ephraim understands the Marik, so then we have a whole different situation. Because according to the Marik and the base of Ephraim, by tzitzis that are shatness, the Torah didn't give us a heter, only under very limited circumstances. And therefore, even if the person has no other tzitzis, he will not be allowed to wear tzitzis that are shatness, because in this case, there is no rule of Esed Dachalos Hasayim. But then the Rishonim, and we mentioned this in our previous shiur, discussed that we learned in our previous shiur that if somebody has a linen baguette, he's allowed to put on wool tzitzis, because the wool has to be tchelis, and once the two blue threads are shatness, then it can continue. So the question is, if Reish Lakish is referring to a situation, if Reish Lakish is telling us that we only could do Esed Dachalos Hasayim when we have no choice, so how do we understand what we learned in the previous year? In the previous year we said that not only may you wear the tzemer tchelis with the linen baguette, but even the two white threads are allowed to be tzemer. How could that be? We have Reish Lakish that just taught us this moment that we try to avoid relying on Esed Dachalos Hasayim. So I saw three different explanations in the Rishonim. One explanation in the Rishonim is that actually is the basis of the Machloikis between what we're learning in today's shiur and what we learned in the previous shiur. Today's shiur, Reish Lakish teaches us that Esed Dachalos Hasayim is somewhat limited. Yesterday, no, once we say Esed Dachalos Hasayim, we could go all the way. and say it even on the threads where we would not normally need to say it. Another pshat that the Rishonim say is that there's a migui. Migui, that we set Esed Barcha Leisa say on two wool threads, we expand it also to the two white threads. The Rajba, and it's very much consistent with the Rajba that we just quoted, indeed says that the Gemara in the previous year that said that if you have two wool tchelis threads, you could also have two wool white threads on your linen garment. It's only in a case where you don't have wool threads, linen threads available to you. But of course, says the Rajba, if somebody has linen white threads available to him, he would not be allowed to use the two wool, white threads out of wool. And Rabbi Chanan and the Kaivet Sa'aris explains that what is the basis of the Machloikis HaRishonim? The basis of the Machloikis HaRishonim is how to understand the Isser Shatness. Do we understand that once a Beged is Shatness, it's Shatness? And it doesn't make a difference if you'll have two threads that are Shatness, or three threads that are Shatness, or four threads that are Shatness. It's already Shatness, and therefore it doesn't make a difference if you expand. Whereas the other Rishonim say that every time you add a thread that's Shatness, and you wear that Beged, it's a Ribi Bishurim, it's another Aveira, and therefore it ought to be avoided as much as possible. So as we've been learning in our Gemara, what is the concern why Chazal, even though Esed Deich Eloise say, and Tzitzis that are made out of Shatness, that a Shatness should be allowed to be worn, they may not be worn, is because now we're concerned that maybe the thread, the blue thread, is not really Tchelis, it's really Kala Elon, where there's no heter of Esed Deich Eloise say. Ask the Gemara to live the Kua. Why not do a chemical test that could tell us if it's Tchelis or Kala Elon? And we won't come to make that mistake. Answers the Gemara, El Gzeirah Mishum Te'ima. The concern is for Te'ima. And the way Rashi explains the Gemara is as follows. The halacha is that tzitzis has to be made out of, the tzitzis has to be dyed with tchelis. And as we've discussed, it has to be done with shein mitzvahs tzitzis. So the person who's making the dye sometimes wants to test if it's done, if the dye is good, catching well onto the wool. So I'll take a sample piece of wool and put it into the dye to see, not l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, but just to see if the coloring is working. And then you may come to use that wool, which is not made l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, for your thread. And since if you're using that wool, you're not being mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis, so you have no right to wear Shatness, and because of that, Chazal, because of this concern, Chazal said that you can't wear Shatness because you may end up wearing Tchelis, which is not really kosher. You may end up wearing Tchelis, which is not really kosher Tchelis. Ask the Gemara, the Lichter Radiske. So the way most Rishonim explain is that in those days they weren't concerned that people weren't honest. And therefore, they should send a message to all of the people who work on, with dye, that they should be aware that dye, that if the dye was only used for a sample, if the dye wasn't used the shein mitzvah tzitzis, that dye is not, that wool is not kosher. And since we're dealing with honest individuals, we don't have to. These people, once they get the message, they'll know to do it in the proper way. Ask the Gemara. Another way of learning is that we should send out the tchelis with this game, with a note saying that this tchelis was made properly with hechsher. Ask the Gemara at this game, leikam v'lismach. And again, with the two pshatim that we've been learning. The first pshat is, can we be certain that all the people who work with dyeing fabric will receive this note and know that this is the halacha, that samples that weren't made with shema should not be used? Another pshat is, can we just rely on a letter Is that a good enough way of making sure that we're not violating the serious issur of shatnas? Or merovo, and relying on letters is not acceptable? Chametz bePesach. We know that eating chametz on Pesach or eating on Yom Kippur, which are very serious aveiros, the chiyuv karis, samchinen adiskei, we rely on a letter. Because how did they notify all of the Jews throughout the world when Rosh Chodesh was, in the time when they used to make the Rosh Chodesh through Edom coming to Beis Din and Beis Din declaring it Rosh Chodesh? The way they used to do it was by sending out letters. So we see that, and then based on that, people know when it's Pesach, and they don't eat chametz when it's Pesach, do eat chametz when it's not Pesach. People know when it's Yom Kippur, and do or don't fast on the proper or improper day. And they rely on a letter. So here, where it's esse ba'alma, where it's only a mitzvah esay, certainly by kol shkei, we should rely on a letter. So the Rifar should make a number of comments. One is that perhaps when it comes to Ibr Shana or Ibr Chaydish, we have no option but to rely on letter. But in a case where we have options, we should not rely on letter. So the Mefarshim say that the Gemara says in the Sefer Rosh Hashanah that we can rely, that the halacha is that we can be ma'abed the Shana, we can add a month to the year even after Purim. Why? Because we can rely on the letter. Now who says you have to make the year a leap year? Yet we see that we l'chatchila rely on the letter. The Chazon Ish has problems with the wording of the Gemara because the Chazon Ish says that here it's not just an essay, it's a lois essay, the lois essay of Klein. So why does the Gemara say that why should we rely on a letter for mitzvah essay? And because of that, the Chazon Ish says what the Gemara actually means is hacha lois essay, which it's a lois essay of shatness, but the lois essay of shatness does not come with the chi of karis, and the Gemara's question is we certainly should be able to rely on a letter for that lois essay. However, I saw that other Mefarshim explain that the way to understand the Gemara here is that certainly there won't be a loisa say, daraisa. Because again, if we follow the opinion that Tosfos said at the beginning of our shir, even Beis Shammai agree that we say esa doicha loisa say, and therefore there is no iser shatnas midaraisa. The entire issue is this the proper way of fulfilling the mitzvah tzitzis. El Amar Rava, therefore Rava says, Ha Milsa Omri, this is what I said here in Bava, in explaining why, even though the Torah teaches us, Esei Doicha Laisa Sei, and one may wear tzitzis that are shatnas, once they did not, Vitma Marava Mishum Der Abzerik of Asei, and that's a soul they lived in the same way as I did, Shemi Yikra Sadina B'tach Shalosh, V'yitzurena, we are concerned that maybe right next to the corner of your baggage, this is the way Rashi explains to Gemara, the baggage within three etzpos of the corner of your baggage will get torn, and somebody is going to then tear, sew up that tear with linen thread and leave the ends of those thread hanging from the corner, and they're going to be now used as the white tzitzis thread, but they can't be used as the white tzitzis thread because the Tyra Amra, the Torah says, Tassav Eloi Men Osri. You can't wear tzitzis when the tzitzis are not made for the sake of tzitzis. Here, these threads were made to sew up the garment, and therefore they're not kosher as tzitzis, and therefore this beged, the linen threads, are pasul, and therefore doesn't have proper tzitzis. And if it doesn't have proper tzitzis, when you wear shatnas, you have no right to wear shatnas, because you only have a right to wear shatnas when the beged is being, when the tzitzis are being worn as the halacha requires. This is the way Rashi learns. Based on this Rashi, Rav Chaim Kamievsky in a Sefer Derech Amunah says, from here we see that one could fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis even if they're not braided onto the corner, they're just hanging from the corner of the beged. That is still considered valid tzitzis. For otherwise, the Gemara would say, how could somebody think that they could be Mekayim mitzvah tzitzis that way? Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, because Tosfos says if this is the way Rashi is explaining, then the, then this is not considered passive alay manosui, and it actually would be perhaps kosher. Here, Tosfos says, we're referring to a situation where somebody put tzitzis on the beged, and then the beged tore. The halacha is that if the beged tears at the corner, the, and there's less than three etzpos left to the corner, then this tzitzis are not valid tzitzis. And if after you mend the beged, you then leave the tzitzis as they were, those tzitzis are possible because of kasev lemanosui, because they became valid only by you mending, by you sewing together the beged. And because we're concerned that the beged may get torn, and then you're going to leave the tzitzis without undoing them and re-knotting them, because of that, Chazal said, don't wear tzitzis that way. Says the Gemara, that Shor Rav Zeira L'Sadine, based on what we were just taught, Rav Zeira took off the tzitzis from his linen beged. Rav Zeira Amar, the Dana Gemara gives another reason why they said that Tchel should not be worn a linen garment, Mishum Ksus Laila. The halacha is that a Ksus Laila doesn't have tzitzis. Machlokes Rishonim, what does a Ksus Laila mean? Rebbeinu Tam explains that if it's a beged, if it's a garment made to be worn by day, then it's chayiv and tzitzis even by night. On the other hand, if it's a garment made to be worn at night, it's chayiv parted from tzitzis even by days. For example, pajamas, according to Rebbeinu Tam, even if one would put on pajamas during the day, since they're made to be worn by night, would be part of tzitzis. The Rambam learns differently. The Rambam says it depends when you're wearing it. If you're wearing tzitzis by day, no matter what type of garment, you're mechuyev tzitzis. If you're wearing tzitzis by night, you're part of from tzitzis. So, therefore, says the Gemara, Rav Zeira was concerned that maybe you're going to have tzitzis on a beged that's not obligated in tzitzis. It's, as we just described, whatever opinion of the Rishonim we quote, it's a ksus laila. And since it's a ksus laila, it's potter from tzitzis. So in order to avoid, and then you have no right to wear shatnas, therefore you can't have tzitzis on shatnas. Machlokes, interesting discussion. We just have Rav Zeira having two different explanations. So some Rishonim say that these are two different Rav Zeiras. Others say it was the same Rav Zeira. Just when he was in Bavel, he was called Rav Zeira. And when he moved to Tetzisrael, he was called Rebbe Zeira with a Yud. And therefore, according to those opinions, Rav Zeira is giving two different reasons for this rule. Vamarova. Hamil Amri, I said the following halacha. Vitma Marova Bishmeid Rav Zeira Kavasi. And this too, Rav Zeira concurred with me. Hisha Beged. If the garment itself is made out of cloth, the kunafer shalor, and the corners are made out of leather, chayevis. Because we follow the main beged, and the beged was made out of material that's mechuyev tzitzis. However, he shalor, if the beged is made out of leather, the kunafer shabeged, and the corners are made out of cloth, ptura. It's part of tzitzis. My tama, because we follow the ikar beged, and here, if the ikar beged is made out of leather, if the ikar beged is made out of leather, it's part of tzitzis, because two explanations. The Levush explains, because the Torah says, Akafe b'gdeyem, it means a woven fabric. Daruch HaShulchan says, the Torah says, Oy beged oy or. So we see that or is listed separately from beged, so it comes to teach us that beged does not include something made out of or. Rav Achai, Ozabasa Knaf. Rav Achai followed the what the corner was made out of. However, the Rishonim explain that even if he said, even if the corner has leather, but if under the leather there's material, and the leather is there only to protect the material, he will agree that those begadim are mechuyev in tzitzis. This Gemara is the basis of a very famous question that Rav Moshe and all the Achronim discuss. Is tzitzis made out of a nylon, or a beged made out of nylon, or a synthetic material, mechuyev in tzitzis? He says that since they're not in the category of beged, they're not chayiv in tzitzis. And Rav Moshe goes on to say, even if the beged is not made out of we have fibers of nylon or polyester, and they're woven together, it's still part from tzitzis because it's in the category of R, and R is leather, and by leather, Ramesh quotes a Rabbi Tanura that also says that if one would take strips of leather and weave them together, he would be potter from tzitzis. There are achronim, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank disagrees, and he says that a beged made out of pieces of synthetic material that are woven together are mechuyev in tzitzis. Continues the Gemara, Omer Rava, Omer Aschayr, Omer Afuna. Hitl abal shalosh. If there's a beged that only has three corners, v'shlim l'abra, and he puts tzitzis on those three corners, and now he put on the fourth corner. Psula, the tzitzis apostle. Why? Tassav leminosu. Because those first three tzitzis were put on before the beggar was kosher. Meisvei asked the Gemara, Sidim arishoymim, kivin sh'orgubo sholosh, as soon as they had a garment. There was a small, just three tfachim, three etzbos, haimatilin la tcheles, they were automatically put on tcheles. Now when it's so small, it's not yet mechuyev in tzitzis. And once it's so, and yet they put on tzitzis, why is there no problem of tassel and nosli? Answers the Gemara, Eima, kivin shepotzibar sholosh. Once they were within three etzbos of finishing the beged, so they were already so anxious to be mekayim the mitzvah, haimatilin la tcheles, they were put on tcheles. Umiyamrin asked the Gemara, Tassav loy min osui, is there concern of Tassav loy min osui? Varazera, hitl mutilat and tell us, if somebody puts on tzitzis on a beggar that already has tzitzis. Sheira, now when the new tzitzis are put on, they're not obligated to be put on, because the beggar already has tzitzis. So why is there no problem with Tassav loy min osui? Answers the Gemara, Omerava, hashed about Tosafkoi, when the person's putting on those extra tzitzis, he's violating Baal Taisip because he's putting on extra stands. Maiso Lahavi, isn't that considered? If it's enough to be Mechavi for Baal Taisip, it's enough to be considered a Maiso. Maslow Ravina, Mamai, the Gavilus Sufiko Mechavi, who says that he's violating Baal Taisip? Baal Taisip you only violate when you intend to make Baal Taisip. The Dilma Batuliko Mechavi, he's only putting on the new tzitzis because he wants to have those new tzitzis instead of the old tzitzis. Or Baal Taisip Leka. So there is no problem about Taisif, but there is a Maisa of Tassav Leiman Asui, and why is it Kasha?